We're five lines down in Ches Amud Aleph. We have Amar Abaye, Zar Kivrei Zusha Rabban. Let's say you take a big basket. It looks like a circular, oval-shaped type of basket. And you throw it into the Zusha Rabban. Gavoa Yud, it's 10 Tefachim high. Bein Rachav Avav. But it doesn't have a diameter, we'll call it, of 6 Tefachim. Which means if you took that circle and tried to turn it into a square, it wouldn't be 4 by 4 Tefachim. Because the diameter would be 5 and 2 thirds, which is close to 6. So it wouldn't be 4 by 4 Tefachim. Well then, Chayiv. Because it landed in the Rishus Rabin, and it's smaller than 4 by 4 by 10, so it's not its own Rishus, then you're Chayiv. Rach Vavav, but if it is Rach Vavav, if it is 6 Tefachim wide, then you assume it is a 4 by 4 by 10, then you're Pater, because it's Rishus Yachid on its own. Rav Amar Afilu Einach Vavav Pater. Even if it's not wide by 6, then it's going to be Pater. My Taima, well, since it's 10 Tefachim tall, Yefshel Akromi Yashal Kanashal Yal Malam Yasar, it's impossible that the warp that you use to put this basket together, that one little piece isn't above 10 Tefachim. If it's 10 Tefachim, there are probably little pieces that are above 10 Tefachim, which means it's more than 10 Tefachim. More than 10 Tefachim means it's not landing entirely in the Rishus HaRabim. It's in a Makom Ptur. Kafal Pia, Shiva Umashu Chayiv. So if you fold it up on its top and you throw it that way, and we're going where it's not 6 Tefachim, well, then it depends. Shiva Umashu, then it's going to be Chayiv. If it's 7 and a little bit of Tefachim, you're still going to be Chayiv, especially if it's less than that, right? Then it's going to be Chayiv. But even if it's 7 and a little bit, you could say, since its walls are toward the bottom, right? So we say it's within 3 Tefachim on the ground, we have the concept of Lavud. So that's considered like it's part of the ground itself. So we'll say that. Now, if it's more than that Shivo Mechsa, then you say that you're going to be Pater, because then it's considered above the 10 Tefachim because of Lavud, because of the 3 Tefachim on the bottom. Rav Ashi Amar Shvilu Shivo Mechsa Chayiv, Maitam Mechitzos L'Sochan Asuyim, because the walls are made for the inside itself. And since the walls are made for the inside, to put something inside there, like honey or wine or whatever it is, whatever you would put inside this basket, and you don't normally fold it inside there, you wouldn't count it as Lavud. It's as if those sides are still up, even though they're technically folded in. So we say two dots. Amar Ula, Amud Tisha Rishus Rabim, Rabim Katzvan Lov. Let's say there's a pillar that's 9 Tefachim in the Rishus Rabim, that's still considered part of the Rishus Rabim, and many people shoulder their bags upon a Vizner Rachman Achogabim, and you threw something, and if you landed on top of it, you're going to be Chayiv. My Taima. We say like this, Pachos Mishlosha Midrash Darzi L'Rabim. If it's less than 3 Tefachim, then people, you know, they step on it, they don't care. Mishlosha Vatisha from 3 Tefachim until 9 Tefachim, Midrash Darzi L'Rabim, Mechtuv Mechavtvi. Well, people don't step on it, they don't use it to shoulder their burden. Tisha Vadim Mechatvin Aluya. Since it's 9, you're going to be Mechatv Aluya, and therefore it's considered something that's completely separate from the Rosh Tzrabim. So if you put something on top of that, even though it's only 9 Tefachim technically, right, that's considered something that's considered almost like a separate rishus. And therefore, it's going to be a problem if you throw something on top of it. Amalei by Rav Yosef Gumamai. What about by a ditch? Amalei v'chim b'guma would be the same thing. Rav Amar b'guma lo. Rav says, no, not true. You wouldn't do that by a guma. My time. Because the only way to use that guma and to shoulder your burden is to go down into it and then move it around a little bit. That's called tashmish v'diachal. He's using it in a forced fashion. That's not called really using it. Is Ravada bar Masa? Rav Ravada bar Masa asked Rav, you said no. If he has a box that's sitting in the Rishus Rabim, it's 10 Tefachim high and 4x4. You can't carry from the Rishus Rabim into it or from it into the Rishus Rabim. But if it's less than that metalton, then you could move from one to the other. Obviously, can't go more than 4 amos, but you could. V'chemiguma, and so too with the guma. My love, a seifa is not going over there, that if it's less than that, you could be metalton. So we say, lo, a resha. V'chemiguma, you can't use, because a guma, right, is tashra de'er chak. And that's why he says, Rava says again, guma lo. So pachosmikan metalton, and that applies by this kupa, but it doesn't apply by the guma itself. It says, Gemara Isve, we have a kasha. Niskaven lishbos versus Rav Yeniach, a roof of a bor l'malam yotvachim. So let's say your kavana was to be shoves, you're making an eruv tchumen of where you're going to be able to walk on Shabbos itself, and you wanted to sit in the Rishus HaRabim to walk further than Rishus HaRabim, and you put your eruv in a bor above 10 tefachim eruv eruv, then it's considered eruv. But if it's lamatim yitzvachim, it's more than 10 tefachim low in eruv eruv, that doesn't count. Why? Right, because you can't get there. It's a different Rishus. What's the case? If it's a bor that goes from 10 tefachim and above, right, so to Daloiva Osve, so you could lift it up and you can sit in there or whatever it is. Ulamata, So we say ilim before the isbe asor lamalo. It's got 10 tefachim or more. Titali vose, you can lift it up. Ulamata titasoy vose, you can go down there and sit in there. Malamala malamato. So what difference does it make if you're above or below? Hub makom achav eruv makom acher hu. It shouldn't make a difference. He's in one place and the eruv is in a completely different place. So it shouldn't make a difference if it's above 10 or lower than 10. It's all going to be where the eruv is technically in another place from where you are. Alav, it must be aboard the lay space, or it must be a pit that doesn't have 10 tefachim. Because no matter where it is, if it's in a pit that's 10 tefachim, even if you put it above 10 tefachim, it's still in a different place. So it must be a board that doesn't have 10 tefachim. When we say the Erev is a good Erev, that means that if you use something forcibly in a way that's not easy, that's still called tashmish, because this is not an easy way. So sometimes he answered him and he said, you know what, you and the Erev are both in a carmelis. The reason why I call it a Rishis Rabban is because it's not a Rishis Yachid. But really, we don't mean Rishis Rabban. Or you could say he's in the Rishis Rabban, the Erev is in the carmelis, and it's Rebbe, Damar Kol Davar Shumi Shum Shvos, Lo Gazu Ela Benesh Mashos. If you did it right before Shabbat started, it's Benesh Mashos, which is Durabanan time. This is only a Durabanan. Carmel is only a Durabanan. So therefore, we're not going to be makbet on it. And don't think that I'm pushing you away by giving those two answers. I'm telling you that these are real answers. We learn in Mishnah, let's say you have a ditch of water, and Rishis Rabban goes straight through it. If you throw Dalet Amos into it, you're going to be chayiv. What is Rakak Mayim? It's less than 10 tefachim. Rakak Mayim, Rishis Rabban, Alachas, Bo, Zorach, Lusuch, Dalet Amos, you're going to be chayiv. If you have Rakak Mayim, this little ditch of water, Rishis Rabban is going through it, if you throw four Amos into it, you're going to be chayiv. The Bishon, Rakak, Rakak, Trezimni. I get why you said Rakak twice. You got to tell me one Rakak for the summer and one Rakak for the winter. And you need both. Sometimes people go into that Rakak in order to cool themselves down. And therefore, it's considered part of the Rishis Rabban. But in the winter, when people don't go in there, maybe it's not considered part of the Rishis Rabban. If you're going to say in the winter, because people are dirty, they'll go down, they'll go inside there in order to wash themselves off. But in the summer, you'd never go down inside. It'll make you dirty. So tzricha. That's why I have to tell you both. Why does it have to mention hiluch in both cases? Right? Where both of them are trying to say, right, where we say, we use the word hiluch in both cases instead of just going into rekak. So why are we mentioning that idea of mehalechesbo, which is rab mehalechesbo? So what's the pshat behind that? So we say, we're trying to teach you, using something al yideit chak when you wouldn't normally use it, that's not called real tashmish. But hiluch al yideit chak in such a way, that is called hiluch. Okay, that's what we learned from there. Amar Vida, hai zirza, this zirza is a package of reeds, dekani, of reeds, rama Vizokve, Rama Vizokve, Lamachai Vida Akale. If you keep picking it up and then putting it down, picking up and putting it down, and you're rolling it around that way, you're not chayiv until you actually took it off the ground. Amarmar. Let's go back. Said a person stands on top of a mini skufa. That's like the little stand in front of the house, almost like the top of the steps. Takes from the balabais and gives it back to him. Takes from the yoni and gives it back to him. Hi, skufa mine. What kind of a porch is this? Eli maskufa is Rishis Rabban. If the skufa is Rishis Rabban, no tumi balabais. You can take from the balabais inside and mapping Rishis Yachid Rishis Rabban. Taken from the Rishis Yachid Rishis Rabban. Last skufa Rishis Yachid. Must be that it's part of the Rishis Yachid. No tumi yoni. Welcome, I Rishis Rabban. Rishis Yachid. How could you take from the yoni? It's from one to the other. Alaskufa's carmelis, Milton doesn't lachachila. Let's say the Askufa is just a carmelis, but then you can take and give lachachila. So sovizurmi also, Yisa. Isn't there an Isra here? Alaskufa makom tur ba'alma. It must be that the Askufa is really a makom tur ba'alma. It's just an actual makom potter. Came in the list by dalar dalar because it doesn't have 4x4 tvachim. The chiyat kiyas radimi amar Rabbi Yochanan makom shem bo dalar dalar tvachim. It's not 4x4. But to the benerish yach lebenerish rabin lekatif love. You can shoulder your burdens out of avoshel yachlifo, but you can't exchange. Put it from somewhere to the other, or put something else inside it, or whatever, anything like that. But that you'd be allowed to do. So this staircase, almost like that's in front of the house, that would be considered its own area as long as it's not 4x4. He's not allowed to take from the balabais and give to the ani, or the ani to the balabais. Not someone else on shloshim patur, but if they do, so they're potter. Limited to the rava. That's a tiyuv to the rava. If somebody crosses or passes over a chifetz from the beginning of four amos to the end of four amos in the rishis rabim, even though you're going through derech alav, even though you're going through a makom potter. you're going to be chayiv. And over here we're saying, if you go through a makom patur, you're going to be patur. So it's hazam lo nach, hacha nach. Over there it didn't rest, and that's why you're going to be patur. Here it rested, and that's why you're going to be chayiv. If he then puts it down, right, even though you went through a derech makom patur, that's going to be considered something that you're going to be chayiv for. We're stopping by the two dots in Tesamanal.